All right, well, I get the privilege of introducing Joel Dumain. Ever since I heard Joel, I actually, over my door, have two dots above my name. Joel. We screwed up. Sorry. Prophetic Pursuit Conference, not this year, but the year before, Hannah came. And as part of the conference, I think a connection through Diane Harrison. And we had Hannah share for just a few minutes in our service on Sunday to our church about what God was doing in Quebec. And I don't know how it went in that 10 minutes, but there was like a heart connection, not just with myself, but with our whole church. Immediately after the service, our church was like, we need more of that lady, and we need to get involved in Quebec. And had a few chats with Hannah, and she's like, you and Joel, my husband, would really hit it off. And so we had a few Zoom calls and discovered Joel loves golf as much as I do. And Hannah was getting annoyed because the first half an hour, we were just talking golf. But there was a connection right away, and I started mentioning what I do in Africa, and they asked if they could come. I said, for sure. And so last summer, Joel and Hannah came to Africa. On the way to Africa, I stopped in Quebec and spent a few days in their house, and that was the first time I got to know Joel. And we play a couple rounds of golf, there was just an instant connection. And going to Africa with these guys was a treat. And, you know, there are certain people that just come into your life where you just know this is God. And I said to them, you guys are my kind of people. I love them because they're absolutely passionate about Jesus and passionate about having fun. They're a wonderful blend of the two. There's something that they carry. There's something that Joel carries. I don't know him very well yet, although you spend 2 weeks in Africa with somebody, you get to know them pretty good. This man loves the presence of God. This couple knows how to host the presence of God. I spent hours in worship in Quebec just a few months ago, worship services that went on, and I was thinking, I think I'm done. And then there was a new wave. Incredible. Joel's message tonight is his heart. I heard him preach it in Africa. I know it's what he carries. And so I want to tell you tonight that I believe that when somebody comes with something and they carry something, if we have hungry hearts, we can get a bit of it. And I believe, Joel, there is something that you can impart to us tonight that brings us, even what we were singing tonight, that brings us back to the one thing. So I'm really excited to have you here, Joel. Love you and Hannah already. Why don't you come up and share the word of God with us?
So I know I'm not Joel, but I figured you guys would like my accent better, so there you go.
Wow. No. You're not helping me now.
Are you going to stay up here?
Why not?
Look, you can. I am up here just to say, well, first of all, thank you. That was very kind. And after 2 weeks in Africa, you really do know someone. And if you guys think that, you know, I don't know Joel or Moses or Peter or Irene or Anatoly, for me, they're family. I mean, you know, like you guys have never seen us with them, but living 2 weeks with somebody, and it really is, it's fun. It's so fun, and it was just great to connect our hearts, and it's not the last trip. I'm telling you guys, whoever doesn't go to Uganda, go to Uganda, get transformed, get the portion that Moses carries and Pastor Peter carries, because they have something that Canada needs. So that's not what I'm here for. I just very quickly wanted to talk to you guys. I found out that a lot of you don't know our ministry, Generations Unite. Have anybody, who is there? Well, some of you were there this morning, but who knows about Generations Unite? Those that were there this morning? Okay, there's a couple of you. Just very quickly, our ministry is called Génération Unité. It's based in Quebec. 20 years ago, the Lord gave a revelation to Joe in the middle of a burnout and said, gather the province of Quebec and pray for revival. And at that time, we were in youth group. And so we gathered all the youth group we could. We would, come on, let's pray for revival. Let's pray for Jesus to move and impact our province. And over the last 20 years, every year with very little time, we would just keep pouring, gathering the province. The adults started saying, hey, what about us? There's only 5%, a little bit more than 5.5% Christians in Quebec. And I know you guys weren't there this morning, but I want to say this. When you think of Quebec and you think of the bad decisions that they're making or their mindsets, and I know there are tons, okay? I want you to remember there's 80,000 Christians that are counting on you guys to stand in prayer alongside them because I think they too are your brothers and sisters. Yes? And that is my prayer. Even in coming here, my prayer is Joe and I know that we come to Western and Eastern Canada to represent a Quebecer. Are there any other Quebecers? Y a-t-il des Québécois ici? Ah, des amis, c'est bon. Anybody else? No Quebec, two Quebecers. Come on. So we're four. We're this is good.
Point
come
five.
On. 0.5 of the percent of this place. When we come here, we realize that some of you are meeting Quebecers for the first time. And I want you to keep this in mind that we need you. We need each other. And we value what English Canada carries. And we desire your prayers. We desire your help. We desire your alignment together because we want to see this province saved. And so very quickly, what we do in Quebec, 4 years ago, we stepped down from our senior leadership in our church to go full time and specifically love on pastors and leaders in further regions. The further you are from Montreal, the less you speak English. And so they have very little resources. The pastors do everything. And so we travel up north to Gaspé region, Lac Saint-Jean, just to come alongside, to serve. We're not there. We go on our own bill. And the idea is, how can we help? How can we serve? In that context, we realized we needed to start a school of ministry. There's no schools of ministry in Quebec in French. And so we began a school of ministry to equip the second-tier leaders. They're so key. A pastor can't do it all. How many second-tier leaders do we have here? Leaders that are youth leaders, Sunday school. Come on. Those worship leaders. Those are the ones that actually make the body of Christ rise up. And so we started training and equipping. And in the last 4 years, we've trained over 1,000 people, French-speaking people. And we're seeing a renewal, a hope, an excitement for the things of God and to see the body of Christ become mature. And so we have the school, we have a network of pastors, about 100 French-speaking pastors. Yeah. And what is really fun when we have conferences, we bring pastors from English Canada to come in and meet and connect together because they need a face. They need to say, oh, this is Alberta. Oh, this is BC. This is Saskatchewan. Sorry, in French you say Saskatchewan. That's how you say it in French. So if you hear me say Saskatchewan, and you're like, what is she saying? That's why. Anyway, so we have, what?
I was joking.
This is what he does. He's a distraction. All right. So I just wanted you guys to know a little bit about us. Tomorrow morning, I am doing the main session, and I will have a card which has a picture of us, not that you want to see us necessarily, but so that you pray for us. And you'll have a little bit in the back, a couple of prayer requests. But if you have a heart to pray and to align with Quebec, and right now, Quebec is going through this, they're passing a bill to, they're bringing a proposal to pass a bill so that Quebec gets its own constitution. We don't want that. Do you, I need you to hear this. This is not what Quebecers want or need. We need your prayers. We need your alignment. Our religious rights in Quebec are being taken away. We need your prayers. Do you understand? We are part of this nation, and what God wants to do is unite this nation. He's building a bridge, and he wants revival to flow from sea to sea. But for that to happen, the body of Christ first has got to unite together. You guys need to learn to love us. I'm sorry, it's hard. It is. I know it is. But please, see us like Jesus sees us. Pray for us. And put our lovely faces instead of what you might have thought of in the past. All right? We bless you guys.
You're awesome, baby.
So, ladies and gentlemen, my husband always introduces his guests like this. Okay, so can I do it for you? He does this to every single guest, whether Heidi Baker or Danny Silk or Cindy Jacobs, he's done this. So let me do this. So, ladies and gentlemen, from Quebec, Saint-Hyacinthe, Quebec, Joel Dubé. Now he's red.
It's not a good feeling when people does to you what you do to other people. It's never a good feeling. Well, yes, thank you, Hannah. I was not helpful at all to present what we're doing. I'm just trying to think what's happening next. So you did a great job. I love you. Well, thank you for having us. It's an honor to... You guys receive a little French guy from a little town that you need to move the corn to find in Quebec. And it's always an honor and a real privilege. We don't take lightly to be with English Canada and be with you and bring the word. So I just pray you receive humbly what I have to say. I have a disclaimer. You know my disclaimer, Joel? Thank you for asking. In French, we just don't know what to do with the H sound, all right? It just, we have 25 letters in French. There's no H, all right? We don't ever pronounce the H sound, all right? Especially at the start of a word. So if tonight I say the word hero, all right? I probably meant hero, all right? All right. All right. So if there's a word you don't understand, add a H or drop a H. It'll probably make more sense. All right. Anyway, so can you just close your eyes a few seconds and just maybe you can put your hands in front of you, Lord? I know you hear, Lord, but we want to acknowledge your presence right now. We want to acknowledge your kebab and our midst, Jesus, Lord, we pray for the heaviness of your presence right now to be felt in this place, God. It's all about you, Jesus. Like we sang tonight, you're worthy of it all, Jesus. You're worthy of it all, Jesus. It's all about you. We love you. We love you, Jesus, Lord. Do whatever you want tonight, God. We open our heart to you. Heart to you. Come and move. Come and move, God. Come and move in this place right now. The heaviness of your presence be felt in this place, God. In Jesus' name, God. Whoa. That's not French. If I can put a title to my sharing tonight, I will call it, because it's called Compelled. Compelled to the one thing. I don't think it's a sermon. I think it's a call. I think it's a word of the Lord for the church, for the body of Christ right now. There's a calling. There's a calling to the one thing right now, to the church. Whoa. There's a calling to the one thing. There's a calling to the presence of the Lord. The Lord gave me a verse last year, and it's been moving me since then. Psalm 50, verse 5, that says, gather to me. Gather to me, my consecrated people. Gather to me. Well, not to Joel. Not to Joel. You're blessed. Two Joel in the same place. Wow. Come on. Not gather to Ian, even if he's awesome and beautiful and good looking. The Lord is calling his church, his bride right now. He says, gather to me. Come on. Not to concert. The Lord told me in the next season, I'm not building platforms. I'm building a consecrated people. There's been a season for the church, for the platform. I don't say there'll be nobody in the platform anymore. I'm just saying the next season of the church is not about platform ministry. It's about a consecrated people. Gather to me. Gather to my presence. Come on. When you look at the crowd on Sunday morning, it tells you how much the church is popular. When you look at the crowd on Thursday night, it tells you how much the preacher is popular. If you look at the crowd on Wednesday at prayer night, it tells you how much God is popular. It's time to make God popular again. It's time to make gathering to God for himself. Come on. Not because there's something great. Not because there's anointing man or woman on stage. We want to gather for God himself. Come on. The moment the church will gather only for his presence, we'll see a multiplication of miracles, of glory, of change, of transformation. The Lord is saying, you life links, gather to me. Hello, are you there? Am I speaking French right now? Am I speaking English? English. No H. Come on. You know that verse. Famous words from King David. Psalm 27, 4, that says this, and the NIV says one thing. Come on. There's a H, but I'm sorry. One. The worst syllable for a French guy, it's TH, all right? The one thing, all right? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're almost English, Joel. Come on. One thing I ask from the Lord. This only do I seek. Come on. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple. Come on. There's another version that says, here's the one thing I crave from Yahweh, the one thing I seek above all else. I want to live with him every moment in his house, beholding the marvelous beauty of Yahweh, filled with awe, delighting in his glory and grace. I want to contemplate in his temple. Come on. I believe the church today needs to come back to this one thing. The church today needs to come back to this cry from King David. It's not 3,000 whole. It's the same cry that the church should have today. Lord, there's one thing that I want be above all else. I want to see the beauty of the Lord in his temple. Come on. I want to see your beauty. I want to see your glory. Show me your glory. I want you, Lord. It's all about you. Come on. Shamba.com. That's not French, huh? Sorry. I just want to drop a bomb, all right? I'll leave it there. I'll be home by next Monday, all right? But I'll leave that clay. Can I don't know if you're going to agree with me, all right? If you don't agree, I don't care. I love you anyway, all right? I think there's too much song about us in the church right now. You don't say amen, you guys. You say, All right, I take that like a yes, amen. All right, there's too much song about us in the church right now. It's not because a Christian song is popular that it should be worship song or song on a Sunday morning. There's too much song about us, guys. When you sing about yourself, you only see yourself. When you sing about him, you're going to see his beauty. Come on. When you seek about his wordiness, you're going to see his wordiness. Is it an English word? All right. When you sing about his glory, you're going to sing his glory. Even we saw it tonight. When you started Jesus, when you started worthy of it all, what did happen in the crowd? Did you guys what happened in the crowd? The moment we switched to him, all hands went up, men's were going up, come on and standing up. And if you do that for 2 hours, I'm telling you, you're going to see the kebab of God fall down on your place, and he's gonna do stuff you cannot do, because the only thing it comes is when you worship him for the one thing. Come on, are you agreeing? Thank you. Come on, I want to be kind. Come on, I'm challenged every church I go. Joel says we worship for an hour, 2 hours in our conference. I don't care if we don't go to the sermon. When did we make the sermon more important than hosting the present? Don't buy me a Uber to go back to Quebec, guys. I'm gonna try to finish this. All right, come on. I love the word. We need the word. But when did we put that over hosting the presence of God? Come on. If we don't have the presence, what do we have? Human activity for the name of Jesus. Come on. I want the kebab. I want the presence. Do you guys say amen sometimes here in LifeLink? Or are you just like, where's your tongues? I need some response here. Whether you kill me or you love me, what? I said kebab. This is good. It's kebab in English. Kebab. Kebab is very good also. You guys all understood. Oh, that's why you were silent. He says, That's why you guys went silent on me. Kebab right now feels so good. I know he meant kebab, but kebab feels good also. Kebab is the glory. Kebab is the heaviness of the presence of God. Come on. God is saying to the church right now, will you be more about the one thing than about anything else? Will you trust the one thing? Will you be more about following the cloud of glory in places that you've never been before than going back and revert to the old ways of doing church or mechanism of leadership of this world that came into the church? Don't say amen. Say ouch. Come on. God is moving. God is moving. Oh, it's getting, I'm getting some answer. God is moving. Come on. God is moving. And if we don't move with him, we only be a place where God walks. Hello? I'm not saying he will never be with you, because he promised us, come on, I will never forsake you, I will never abandon you, but his glory is moving. The cloud by day and the fire by night is moving. If we stay where we are, we will only be a place where God was. Hello? That's why we have dead church. That's why we have place that's not life-giving church. Come on. Because we were loving more our old ways of doing stuff than moving with the glory and crossing over, come on, to new land where we never walked before. Amen. That's an amen. That's not an ouch. That's an amen. Come on. We need to be about His presence. His presence is the only thing that, it's a hard word. It's not because you write a word on your notes that you can't actually pronounce it. We need to be about His presence. It's the only thing that distinguish us. Distinguish. Make sense? All right. Please help me when I got it, please give me a star, something, or teacher, come on, come on, you did good, student. His presence is the only thing that distinguish us. It's the only thing that distinguish the Israel in the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. It's the only thing that distinguish the early church in the New Testament. They had nothing. They are nothing. Did he not nice chair? No. Did he have two big screen in the upper room? No. What? Guitars. 3,000 light. Understand me, I'm not against that. I'm not against that, but never over the presence. Never over the presence. What distinguishes us is not our talents. It's not our capacities. Come on, the world can do far way better. The only thing that distinguishes us is, did the presence come this morning? Come on. Come on. The church has wrong scorecards. Come on. You know scores? Yes. Come on. Who's Blue Jays fans here? Yeah. Come on. I'm a great baseball fan. I played baseball. And I know how to keep the score. And I know when there's a three-run home run and we win 4-3. I know I'm winning. All right? I know how to read a scorecard. But the church has wrong scorecards. We've been about numbers. We've been about how much money came in this week. Hello? I'm talking to someone here. We've been about how many people came in. Hello? The scorecard of the church is not numbers. Say, how well did we host the presence of God this morning? It's His house. It's His house. It's His house. It should be marked by His presence. If not, can we actually call it its house? Or it's a rented Airbnb for people for coming on Sunday morning. That's a good one, Joe. That was not in your note. Come on. It's His house. It's His house. It's His house. You don't pronounce H also. Come on. You're French. You're French. Come on. It's His house. It should be marked by His presence. Come on. There's a vow. I don't know if you ever read that verse. There's a Bible verse where Solomon, but not Solomon, but Solomon. In French, it's Solomon, S-A. In English, it's S-O. Go figure out. And he's talking about his dad, right? David is dead. And he's saying that about his dad. Psalm 132, 1 to 5. Says, Lord, remember David and all his self-denial. He swore. Thank you for helping me. He swore an oath to the Lord. He made a vow to the mighty one of Jacob. Listen to that vow. I will not enter my house or go to my bed. I will allow no sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty Lord of Jacob. Come on. Do you hear the passion in this vow? Do you hear what Solomon is saying about his dad? He says, my dad never closed his eyes. My dad, Casey, my dad never went to bed before he made a dwelling place for God to dwell. Come on. Is there a place for that vow in our life right now in 2025? Is there a place where the church says, come on, we won't stop until we made a place for the glory of God to dwell? Come on. It's like David said, I don't care if I'm renowned for my wins. I don't care if I'm known for my battles. I don't care if I'm known for all the things I've built. I want to be known for all well. I make room for the presence of God in this place. Come on. Come on. I think this is something that the church need to revive as a vow right now. Amen. Lord, we won't go to bed. Come on. Thank you. Let's go there. All right. I think we don't make enough room for the presence of God in our services anymore. Come on. Sorry. I want to be kind, but I don't want to skim worship. I want to worship until I break through. If it take an hour, let's get better at breaking through. Let's change our song. Let's worship about him instead of worshiping about us. Come on. And we'll get there pretty sooner. And I'm telling you, there's a place when you worship about him and you make space for him, you don't need an altar call. People are crying because the presence is so strong. People are giving their life to Jesus because the presence is so strong. And at the GU, there were three people manifesting in the worship deliverance without any activation of deliverance. Why? Because the presence is so strong that the devil wants to get out of the room. But now we have 45-minute services. Sorry, I want to be kind. I want to be kind. But I don't want to be known for all well at the church. I want to be known if we host the presence. Because it's all about him. It's not about me. Since when your name is in the PowerPoint? Since when your name is on the PowerPoint? We're not singing about you. We're singing about him. We're not gathering, sorry, we're not gathering to make you feel good. We're gathering to praise his name. And when you praise him, he'll change your life, transform your life, deliver your life. When you're about the one thing, he'll take care of all the other things. Are you there? Come on. And I want the next generation. I want the next generation of Solomon coming up behind us to say, my dad, come on, I'm preaching well right now. My dad, the French guy is spreading prayer. I don't understand what he's saying, but he's preaching very well right now. My dad, make room for the presence of God. Come on, my dad, make room. This is what Frank. Thank you for cue cards. Frank, come on. You know what I'm saying right now. Come on. I want the next generation. You're leading a next generation movement. Come on. I don't want that next generation to say about us, wow, they did. Wow, their PowerPoints were so on point. Do you see how they were changing PowerPoints in the worship always at the right second? We never missed a karaoke line, come on, because the PowerPoint was always on time. No, I want the next generation, come on. I love Jesus because my father, because Frank made a place for the presence of God to dwell. So we need to make room. I will make room. For you, we need to make room. Come on. God has a passion for his house. God has a zeal. God has a zeal for his house. Come on. And, because of that verse, Psalm 55, verse 5, gather to me. We started revival nights without advertising no one. And we had big guests, right? Big guests all over the place. Well, we said, Lord, I want people to come for you alone. So we were not advertising the worship band, not advertising the guest speaker, because I know there's a point that if their guest speaker is enough well known, people are coming for the guest speaker. It's it, right? But I want somewhere a crowd that does not come for people, that comes for Jesus alone. And that changed all atmosphere. So we did that 4 or 5 nights. And the Lord told me one night, said, Joel, you cannot allow to not turn the tables in your heart that Jesus will turn in his temple. I hope I said it well. I don't know if I said it well. I'll say one more time. I don't know if I can repeat something. But the Lord told me, Joel, you cannot allow not to turn the tables in your heart that Jesus would turn in his temple. If you want to make room for more of glory, if you want to make room for more of his presence, I cannot allow to not turn the tables in my heart that Jesus would turn in his temple. Does it make sense? Are you there? All right. And you know that story? Jesus went to the temple. He saw the vendors, is there a better word for that? Vendors is good. You're getting better, Joe. The vendors. Anyway, and it got him mad. He waited one night. I don't know what happened that night, but he waited one night. And the next morning, what did happen? Come on, Maggie. What did happen? Come on. Jesus came and wrong. And he says he had a zeal for his house. And he said, This house will be known for a house of prayer. Come on. This house. Come on. Let's be honest. There's a lot of moments we're sitting at the table with the enemy and we're dealing stuff in his temple. Am I speaking French? Am I clear? Come on. There's a lot of times, even as leaders, come on, in our heart, we're sitting down with the enemy and we're dealing fears. Come on. As leaders, we're dealing anxiety. We're sitting at the table of the enemy, come on, and we're dealing gossip.
You see that guy? Blah, 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 blah. Do you see that French guy? Who do you think he is to tell us to change our songs?
Come on. We deal sin. How many leaders right now, their sin is exposed? Because somewhere they did not turn the table of something and they kept dealing in secret with the enemy. Come on, I'm not judging anyone because we're all there. Yeah. Yeah. There's always a moment in our life, whatever it is, come on, that we're dealing at the table of the enemy. I'm telling you, church, LifeLink, it's time in this hour to be radical with his house and to turn over the table in our heart that he will turn in his temple. Come on. It's time to stop dealing stuff with the enemy. Come on. And I love that song. It's time to sit at the table of the Lord. Psalm 23, in front of my enemies. Come on. But I'm going to feast on the Lord. I'm going to feast on his presence. I'm going to delight on him in front of my enemies. Come on. Come on. God is moving. What it would look like if we build a church more to attract God than people. What do you think, Casey? What if we build a church more about attracting the presence than attracting people and trusting the presence to attract people? It's a change. It's a change of mindset. It's a change of priorities. Come on. Matthew 6:33 says, come on, seek my kingdom first. And all these lesser things, come on, will be added to you. Come on, God's priority, not my priority for him. God's priority is saying to us, seek my kingdom first. When we know our priority, we know what we're doing. When we know our priorities, we know what to put out of our lives. Come on. When we know our priorities, we know how to live our life with efficiency. I'm starting a new word. Efficacy. Say it with me. Efficacy. Efficacy. Come on. The Lord says, have my kingdom as my prior, as your priority, and I will add everything after. Jesus said to Martha once, Martha, Martha, when Jesus says your name twice, you're in trouble. Once is okay, twice, you're dead. not that dead, but anyway, you know what I'm saying. He says, come on. Oh, I need to read the verse. I cannot butcher it out, all right?
Can you say butch it out? You cannot say that? French guy can say everything. Luke 10 said, Martha, Martha, why are you so upset and troubled? Pulled away by all these many things. Are they really important? Mary discovered the one thing most important by choosing to sit at my feet. She's undistracted, and I won't take this privilege from her. Wow, 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 wow. Can I tell you, God is coming. Jesus is coming back for a loving bride, not a working bride. I don't say we won't take care of people. I don't say we won't do anything. But the priority is not to do stuff for Jesus. The priority is loving on Jesus. Is it enough? Is it enough? It will be enough. That my priority is loving on Jesus, and I trust the one thing to take care of everything else. Can I tell you something, Maggie? We don't trust the one thing. We don't. We pray 5 minutes. God did not show up. So we manage ourselves. We do it ourselves. We worship 20 minutes. God did not show up. So we'll do the announcement. Come on. Because if people are too long in the worship, well, then they'll leave and go to another church. Hello there. We don't trust the one thing. Let's be honest. We want to trust the one thing, but we don't really trust it. Because to have the one thing, to really do what the one thing do, you need to stay at the feet of Jesus until it happens. And sometimes it looks longer than you think. Because God is testing you. Will you trust the one thing? Because the one thing is everything. And we pursue everything that steals us from the one thing that gives us everything. I can't repeat that. The one thing is everything. Say it with me. The one thing is everything. And we start pursuing everything that steals us from the one thing that gives us everything. Come on. Come on. Jesus is the one thing. You don't need anything else. Jesus is the one thing. Come on. We need to learn to trust the one thing. Is it okay? Is it okay? You're not mad at the French guy. There's two stories, all right? Two stories. And then we'll end. There's old rich man that died, but his son had died before him. So he had no heir. There's an age. But you don't say that's not kind. That's not kind. That's not fair. That's not fair. It's the only word so far I found that there's an H and you guys don't pronounce the H. How much you're messing with the French guy right now. You're doing it on purpose. Yes, yes, on behalf of all English people on earth, please be sorry. To all the French people that try to speak English. In English. So his son had died before him. He died. But that man was very, very, very rich. He had gold everywhere in his house. And everything was put in auction. So all the village was there. Because they wanted a piece of gold. A piece of the paintings. Of the coutellerie. How do you say that? Cutlery? I feel English now. Cutlery. And that gold everywhere. And everyone in the village wanted a piece of the richness of that guy. So the auctioneer started, and the first piece for sale was an image, a picture
of the son of the rich man. So nobody wanted to bid on the picture of the son of the rich man. After 20 minutes, there's a guy say, hey, all right, let's move on. I'll put $20 on the picture. And nobody wanted. So for $20, he bought the picture of the son of the rich man. And you know what happens in the auction? 1, 2, 3, sold. And then the auctioneer says, the auction is finished. And all the village was, oh, come. Come on, there's so many stuff left. Come on. Oh, come, it's finished. Come on. It cannot be finished. There's some gold. There's cutlery. Come on, still to be sold. I want a piece of that. And the auctioneer said, well, in his will, the rich man said, the person that will put value on the face of my son will have all of my belongings. Come on. You know where I'm going right now. You know where I'm going right now. Everyone that puts value on the face of Jesus, come on, his father will add up everything. Come on. Are you there tonight? Can you clap up for the face of Jesus? Run, run, run after the face of Jesus. Don't run for the things that the one thing gives. Run for the one thing and trust the one thing. Come on. You know, there's so much stories of trust in the Bible. You know that? You guys went silent on me like, what are those stories? There's many stories of trusting God in the Bible. It's easy for us to celebrate them because we know the end of each of the stories. Hey? But in the moment of those stories, when it was written, the people did not know the end of the stories. Are you there? Is it true that in our own life, we don't necessarily know the end of our stories? Come on. And we need to learn to trust God as much. Sometimes we read the Bible without emotion. Like, Jesus wept. Like we're, you know, there's emotion in the Bible. You know, one of the worst emotional, probably, stories of the Bible is Abraham and Isaac. When you don't know the end of that story, that's a crazy story. God says to Abraham, give me back your promise. Give me back your son. Go up the mountain and sacrifice your son. Come on. Let's put ourselves in the story. Who will be ready to go sacrifice your son on the mountain? The one you wait for. The one you slept with the servant for. Now when you tried everything in your own stuff to have the promise and it did not work. Come on. Now you have the promise. And God tells you, go sacrifice your son. Not an easy day to be a Christian. The Lord says, go up. But on the other side, there's a ram. And the Lord comes to that ram and says, ram, do you want to be in the Bible? And the ram says, yes, 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 I want to be the Bible. What can I do? What can I do to be in the Bible? God says, it's simple. Just go up the mountain. But on the other side, there's doubt. Is there somebody had doubt in their life? Come on. On this side, there's wondering, God, what are you doing right now? You gave me a promise, and now you're taking back. I waited for that. I didn't mistake. I didn't know what to do. Now you gave it to me. Now you want. There's doubt in Abraham's mind. Come on. But on the other side of mountain, there's a ram.
And he's all happy. He says, oh, I'm going to be in the Bible. Oh, yeah, come on. God told me I'm going to be in the Bible. He's a prophetic guy. All right. On the other side, there's pain. There's question. There's wondering what's happening, what's going to happen. Even maybe Isaac was wondering, what are we really going to do now up the mountain? But on the other side, there's a ram. There's this singing. We're going up to the higher places. We're going up to the higher places. Come on. We're going up to the higher place. We're going to touch the devil's kingdom now. Let's go up. He's happy. There's a happy ram. Did you feel the mountain tremble? He's happy. He's a happy ram on the other side. And there's pain. And child, there's pain. Imagine going to sacrifice your son. There's doubt. There's maybe anger. There's maybe some say, God, I won't do that. I'm going my way. I'm going to do my thing. I won't sacrifice my son because you're asking. There's pain. And on the other side, there's a ram. And it dawned on him. He says, I'm gonna be the goat ram. You know what the goat is? I'm gonna be the Tiger Woods of ram. I'm gonna be the goat ram. So that sounds good, eh? The greatest of all time ram. And the other side, come on, there's a moment of despair when they put an altar, and Abraham says, Isaac says, who's the sacrifice? Abraham says, you're the sacrifice. Can you imagine that moment? Can you imagine the pain? Can you imagine the fight to trust the one thing? And the other side, there's a ram. And God told the ram, say, ram, put your horns in the bush. And the ram said, God, why will you do that? Hey, do you want to be in the Bible? And the ram said, okay, Jesus. I'll say, God, let me put my... And on their side, come on. There's pain. There's a moment of truth. Will I obey? Will I trust the one thing? Will I trust that God is taking care of everything when I'm about the one thing? And the moment Abraham is about to bring the knife on his son, the angel comes and says, stop! Look! And that ram was in the Bible. Come on. And what did God told Abraham? Because now I know that you trust me. Wow. Can we trust the one thing? Can we trust the one thing enough that just doing that will take care of everything else? Not that we stop doing anything, but my priority is the one thing. As I close tonight, there's one of the worst verses in the Bible. Psalm 106 that says, they exchange the glory. They exchange their glory, Frank, for an ox that eat grass. Wow. Can you sense the weight of that verse? They exchange the glory for an ox that eat grass. And you know what that verse links to? Links to mounts,
what's in English? Sinai? Sinai? Oh, it's not easy. I want to see you read French Bible. Make reference to Mount Sinai. Well, they saw the glory. Some even ate in the glory. But when they came back, the people said, make us a God that can walk before us. Make us a God. They just saw how God led them. They saw the fire burning. They already had that, Frank. They already had a God walking in front of them. They had the fire by night and the cloud by day. But they said, come on, Aaron. Come on, Ur. Make us a God that will walk before us. Ian, they exchanged the glory. They had the kabod. They had the presence. They had the cloud. They had the fire. But they wanted something that will walk before them. But they had already that. You know what's the problem with a golden cow? It cannot walk in front of you by itself.
Can I take your golden cow? It's a Bible.
They wanted something that will walk before them. They exchanged the glory for an ox that eat grass. They exchanged the glory of the Lord for something man-made. That's a God that will walk before them. But a man-made God cannot walk before you. You can only lead them where you want to go. Amen to that. Amen to that. Can I tell you something? You cannot have the glory and control at the same time. You cannot have the glory and control at the same time. You will never mix glory and human control at the same time. If you want a glory of the glory of God, if you want the presence of God, you will have to let go of control. Ouch, thank you. Is there leaders here? Here. That will say never. Never. I will exchange the glory for something I can control. Come on, guys. Don't exchange your glory. Don't exchange your glory for better stuff. Can I have the piano? Is there, where's the piano man? Or guitar, wherever you decide. I want to compel you tonight. I want to compel you to the one thing. God is speaking to his church right now. Will you be more about me? Will you be more about me than everything else? Can you close your eyes a few seconds? I pray you feel compelled by the Lord right now. Young people, there's a lot of young people here. Don't lose your time with anything else than the one thing. Don't lose your time. It's time to take that vow. It's time to take that vow. I will be about the one thing. I will be about making a place for God to dwell. I won't close my eyes. I won't go to bed until I make a space for God to dwell. Just Yeah, slowly. I want to do two calls tonight, and I want to pray for you. But the first thing I want to ask you, are you ready to turn some tables in your heart tonight? Are you ready to be radical with the temple that you are? Are you ready to turn some table and space where you've been sitting with the enemy? It's time to get radical. It's time to get radical with the purity of our heart. There's no place to sit down with the enemy, guys. We cannot expect the glory of the Lord to shine on us and at the same time sitting and dealing stuff with the enemy in our heart. We cannot play on the two sides of the fence. Our Lord, show me your glory. And at the same time, dealing stuff with the enemy in our heart. We cannot. God is coming for a pure bride, a loving bride that's ready to deal with this stuff in our hearts. And if you're saying, Joel, I need to turn some tables in my heart right now, just want you to raise that hand very far, very high. Come on. Be honest with yourself. I have stuff to turn in my heart. I don't think anybody have nothing to turn in their heart. Sorry. Come on. I'm going to ask the Lord. I just don't want you to raise your hand because I'm asking you to do it. I want you to raise your hand because the Holy Spirit right now is showing you that table. So in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, I ask you, Lord, show us that table that I'm sitting with the enemy right now. And if you have a table that the Spirit is showing you, raise your hand right now. Say, Lord, I want it. I want that table. Because if you don't know the table you're turning, you're actually not turning it. Come on. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You cannot turn nothing. You need to know what you're turning. You need to know if it's insecurities and give it to the Lord. You need to know if it's a sin and give it to the Lord. You need to know whatever it is that you're dealing with the enemy, gossip, lies, fear. Come on. It's time. I'm waiting because I know the Holy Spirit is speaking right now. I know the Holy Spirit is showing you tables. Come on. My hand is up. With you guys, I'm not better than you. We all have tables that comes and go where we sit with the enemy. Sometimes it's good, but sometimes we're sitting down. So in Jesus' name, come on, raise that hand very high, very high. I want to see you. Come on. Come on, Jesus, come on. Do you realize the beauty of the forgiveness of the Lord that will happen in this place right now? Can you realize the beauty, come on, of the freedom that will come in this place right now in a few seconds? Lord, Jesus' name. Come on, say it with me. Jesus, come on. Oh, shut up. Jesus, I'm turning this table. Oh, I'm turning this table. Name it. Come on. Name this table right now. Come on. Name it. Come on. Put a name on this table. Be bold. Name it. Don't keep it in your mind. Name it with boldness. Lord, I turn this lie right now in Jesus' name. I turn this table. Lord, I turn this sin right now in Jesus' name. Devil, you have no place in my heart right now. I'm stop dealing with you right now in Jesus' name. I stop dealing with you, devil, right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask for the blood of Jesus. Come on. Come on. I saw the blood of the Lamb. Ask for the blood of the Lamb to come right now. Right now in our heart, Jesus. Right now in our heart, Jesus, and you washed away. You washed away everything. I call for freedom. I call for freedom. I call for freedom in our heart, Jesus. Every stronghold is falling right now. Oh, every stronghold is falling right now. We call for purity. We call for purity in your house, Jesus. We call for purity in our temple right now. And we say, devil, I'm done dealing with you right now. say it. Say it with boldness. Devil. Devil, I'm done dealing with you right now. I'm done sitting at your table right now. I rise up. Say it with me, Lord. Say it with me, Lord, forgive me. I ask you for forgiveness. To have exchanged your one thing. To sit with the enemy in my heart. In Jesus' name. Come on. Can we celebrate Jesus right now? Can we celebrate holiness in our lives right now? In Jesus' name. Come on. I know it's late. No, it's not that late. It's late in Quebec, but it's early here. I want to compel you to the front right now. I want to compel you to the one thing. I want to compel you, Maggie, to vow. If not wimpy vow. Not a wimpy vow. Not a half hearted vow. Not something to please me. Don't come. Don't come to please me. I it's not about coming because somebody's asking you. Come because in your heart tonight, I'm compelled by the Spirit of the Lord to come and kneel on the altar and say, Lord, I vow to not go to bed before making a dwelling place in my life. I vow to not lay my eyelid to go to slumber, whatever it means, until I made a dwelling place for the Lord of Jacob to dwell in my heart. And I'm telling you tonight, if you do this vow to the one thing, you'll start seeing stuff that you never saw before. Because when you trust the one thing, the Lord is adding up everything. Leaders. Did I say leaders? Leaders. The primary thing that the enemy wants to steal in our life, it's our time for the one thing. Can I be honest? The church should not care about the time you spend in the presence more than trying to do everything for the church. If the church shall tell you, Pastor, you're praying too much, you should take care of the sheep, we're deceived. As leader, we should be about the one thing. I'm not saying we should not take care of people. Hear me well. I'm not saying we should not take care of people. But I'm saying if we don't love the one thing first, we're just sweating in the name of Jesus. We just have spiritual activities in the name of Jesus. I don't want spiritual activities for Jesus in the name of the church or taking care of the people. I want the glory. 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 And I want to bring people to the glory, because the glory can take care more well of people than I can take care of them. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. And I'm calling you. Come fall on your knees. It's Joel, I'm ready to take that vow. If you don't want to take that vow, don't do it for showing up. For no. If you're ready, come right now. Right now, come to the altar, come on the stairs, come on the stage, I don't care. But come, have a time, come have a moment with the Lord and say, Lord, I'm vowing, Lord, I'm vowing, Lord, I'm vowing to your presence. I'm vowing to the presence right now. I will be more about you. I will be more about you than anything else. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, be bold tonight. Be bold, people, tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, compel us, Lord. Compel us to the one thing right now, Jesus, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, 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 Jesus, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, do it. Come. Make room for you
to do whatever you want to do. Do whatever you want to.
I will make room for you. Come on.
To do whatever you want to.
Whatever
you can
want
be my one thing.
Yes.
Oh, I will make room for only you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Do whatever you want to.
Yes, Lord.
Do whatever you want to.
Yes, yes, I will make room for you.
Oh.
Yes, Jesus, Lord.
Do whatever you want to.
Yes.
Shanda.
Hallelujah, Jesus, you come right now. You come right now. You come right now, Holy Spirit, you come. You come right now, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You come, Lord. We vow, we vow, we vow, we vow to you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You move in the young people right now, God. You move in the young generation right now, Jesus, Lord. As we cry out, Jesus, Lord, let the young generation cry out. Do you say, Lord, Lord, I will make room for you. It's all about you, Jesus. Oh, it's all about you, Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Come. Come, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus, Lord. Come right now, Jesus, Lord. We put our lives on the altar. We put our lives on the altar right now, Jesus, Lord. Corada shiri ondo. Komana kiriririririo. Shanarada kiriririririo. Yes, 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 Jesus. Lord, oh, let it know. We call for your presence. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 vient. Jesus, vient. Hallelujah. You're raising up a generation, God. Oh. That will be about the one thing. That will trust the one thing, Jesus. That will trust the one thing, Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You're raising a radical loving church. You're raising a radical loving bride right now. Foe. Young and old together. A loving bride. A loving bride. A loving bride. A loving bride. Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. That's more about you. That's more about you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm calling for no distraction right now. I'm calling for no distraction right now in this place. Hallelujah, Jesus. No distraction. Hallelujah. We want to be about your priority. Oh, we want to be about your priority right now, Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Say to the Lord. Say your own vow to the Lord right now. Say your own vow to the Lord. Jesus. Show Shamba. Komanada kiriririririo. Shanada kiriririririo. Holy Spirit, come. Fire, 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 burn, burn, burn the sacrifice. Whoa, burn the sacrifice right now. Burn the sacrifice right now, Jesus. Burn the sacrifice right now in Jesus' name. Oh, burn the sacrifice. Burn, 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 burn. Oh, burn the sacrifice. Oh, show more, Jesus, more, 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 more. Whoa. You're turning the tables right now. You're freeing. You're freeing. We're freeing. You're freeing. You're freeing. You're freeing. Shorololololo shoma. Jesus. Whoa. Hallelujah, Jesus. Young man, God is calling you out. Young man, God is calling you out tonight. He said, come, come in my presence. Come in my presence. I will show you stuff that nobody knows. I will show you stuff. Ask of me and I will show you stuff that you don't know. Lord, you're calling this young man to higher levels of intimacy right now tonight. Lord, you're calling this young man to higher level of, Lord, hallelujah, to abandonment to the one thing, God. I pray for a fresh anointing on his life. I pray for new levels of intimacy like never before, God, because you want to show him the realm of the kingdom of God, Lord Jesus, Lord. So, Lord, open his eyes, open his eyes, open his eyes right now, Jesus, and come, come and visit him. Oh, shadada, komara, shididididididi, shomama, shamama. Guys, don't leave, don't leave. Push, push, push. Oh, push in the presence right now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Wow. Komanda shididididio shomba. Konanda shidididididia. Yes, 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 yes. Whoa, whoa. You calling this young woman right now, Jesus. You setting her apart. You're setting her apart for this generation, God. You want to use her as a leader, as a leader, as a leader, not because she will be on platform, but because she'll be a leader that leads through through love, through love, through love, through love, through love. So right now, we call for the mark of the Lord on our life. We call for the mark of the Holy Spirit right now, Jesus. It should be consumed, consumed by your presence, God. Nothing, nothing, nothing will come in our heart, Jesus, to steal the grace and the anointing and the calling that you're putting in our heart right now. So we call for a separation. We call for a set apart. Not, hallelujah, not meaning that she won't mingle. She will mingle, but she'll be a light. She'll be a light. She'll be a light. She'll be a light. She'll be a light where darkness will be strong. Their light will shine stronger. So thank you, Lord, for your grace on our life right now. In whoa, shadadada, shomanda ki di 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 dio, shomanda shanda. We lay it. Oh, break, 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 break their religion right now in Jesus' name. You break their religion right now in Jesus' name. Oh. Every spirit of religion in our hearts, you break it right now. Shono, you break any spirit of religion. We call for freedom in the spirit right now. Oh, shododododododo shoma, shoma, shanana kiriiriiri, shoma, hallelujah. Oh, shamanda shadada kiriiriio. Your fire fall. Let your fire fall. Let your fire fall. Let your fire fall right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask, clean our house. Clean our house. Whoa, clean our house right now. Shododoria shamba. Hallelujah. 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 Whoa, shadada kididi. Whoa, shondo. more right now, Jesus. Wow, Jesus. Come on. Don't quit, guys. Don't quit on me. Push through. Oh, push through. Shodada ki di 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 di. Push through the holies of holies. Oh. You are the air. Push through the holies of holies. God, I want to see your glory. Oh. God, I want to see your glory. Shodo do shoba. Shanda ki di 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 yo shodo do. Show me right now. Show us. Oh, I will. Whoa, right now. Show them. I will risk my life for a glimpse of your glory. I will risk my life for a glimpse. Oh, Shoto, right now. I will risk my life for a glimpse of your glory. Shoto do shoba. Ha ha. Hallelujah. Show me. Show us your glory. Oh, Shonda. Shodo do komana shi di 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 ondo.
My Savior.
Oh, Lord.
Face my Redeemer.
Come, you're coming right now. You're coming, Holy Spirit. You're coming. Whoa. Shanda. Come. Oh, Shondo, fire. Shodo, you're coming, Holy Spirit, right now. Whoa, spirit of heaviness, come. That spirit of heaviness, but the kabab, the heaviness of your presence, come, Lord Jesus, as we bow down. The Bible says that his presence was so strong that even the priests could not do ministry anymore. Hallelujah. Oh, they were falling down in the presence because the presence was so strong. Whoa. Shomba. Heaviness. Heaviness of your presence. The kabod. The glory. Whoa. Shada da 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 da. The glory. Wow. Jesus. Come.
Gaze upon the face of my Redeemer.
Shabada ki di 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 di. More. Whoa. Valerie, Lord is putting on you a new mantle of authority on your life. You'll be surprised. Whoa, the way you're gonna talk. You're gonna be surprised the way you're gonna think, because I'm putting a new mantle of authority on your life. You'll walk with confidence. You'll walk with joy. You'll walk with boldness. I'm putting you, the heart of a lion inside of you, to roar, not in a bad way, but to roar, and people will come in line. The Lord is giving you a word of attention to the church. The Lord will put a word in your mouth to say, church, attention to the Lord, attention to what I'm saying, attention to what I'm declaring. Oh, shodala shanda. Lord, thank you for this fresh anointing right now on their life, Jesus. Thank you for this fresh mantle. You'll find new boldness like you never had before. You'll see stuff in the way you never saw it before, because the Lord, hallelujah, the Lord will show you in the one thing. The Lord will show you in the presence. Oh, shada da 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 da. Don't be stolen by everything. Be about the one thing, and I will take care of everything. In Jesus' name, God, thank you, Lord. Oh, fire. Come on, guys, receive right now.
Receive right now. Receive right now. Fire. Oh, shanana. Oh, 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 shoro do 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 do. Shama mama ma ki di 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 di. Komanda shomba komanda ki di 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 di. Show leaders, leaders, leaders. Wow, 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 wow. Leaders, wow, leaders, leaders. You're raising LifeLink leaders. Wow. They'll be led by the Spirit. They'll be led by the cloud by day and the fire by night. Shoma. Shoma. Yes, yes. More, 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 Jesus, Lord. Oh. Come, 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 come. Come, 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 Lord. Come on. Whoa. Shada da ki di 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 di. Koma da da ki di 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 di. Oshonda. Koma. Whoa, 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 whoa. Shine, 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 shine in Uganda. Whoa, shine, shine. Let your light shine in Uganda, Lord. In Jesus' name. Whoa, rise a generation of Africans, Lord, that will fall in love with the one thing, Jesus. Rise a generation of Africans, Jesus, that will know how to dwell in the presence of the Lord and make a house for your glory. We call for a movement, a movement, a movement in Africa, Lord. We call for a movement that will not be built by man, but I will be built out of your presence, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Whoa. Jesus, 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 God. Shoma ba 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 shanda. Whoa, shamba. Oh, just before closing, I want to do a specific thing. Some of you, I don't know if you'll be able to be honest in this room, but I think so. You're feeling that the cloud is moving in your ministry. You're feeling like the Lord is moving. And you know you need to take a step of faith to cross the river to a place you've never been before. And I know it's not easy. I know it's not easy. Because somewhere you can get comfortable where you were. You can camp where you were. But right now, I'm specific. Maybe it's one person, 10 person. I don't care about the number. If it's one person, it's for you. But you feel the glory is moving, not in bad way, but you know that the last season is done and something in front of you, but you don't know yet what it is. If it's you, can you just raise your hand? If it feels it touched you, can you just stand up? I know almost every people is sitting down. So if it's you, just stand up right now. Whoa. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I know it's an uneasy place. I know I've lived it 4 years ago when the Lord told me, release your church and go live by faith. And whoa, shamba, bam, 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 whoa. And the Lord says, maybe, can I be bold? Some of you, the Lord is asking you to sacrifice a promise that somebody else will live. But God has a new promise for you. And you know what? Sometimes it's okay to let go of a promise and take another one. Because for some reason that promise did not come true. But God says, hey, don't worry. It's not about the promise. It's about your obedience and the way to the promise. But the Lord is saying you, tonight, I'm giving you a new dream, a new promise. You don't know where you're going. You don't know yet where you're fit.
your feet will land. But the Lord is saying, trust me, trust the one thing, and I will show you where you go, because you never went that way before. And if you don't trust the presence in a place you've never been somewhere before, you will lead your life astray from what the Lord is wanting to do. Come on. So can you raise your hand if it's that you tonight? You're standing up. I want to pray for you. Wow. Shamba. Baba Shanda. Wow, wow. There's many of you right now. It's a good thing. There's transition coming. There's glory coming. And in Jesus' name, whoa, in Jesus' name right now, we pray for the leading of the Holy Spirit. We pray for the clarity of the Holy Spirit right now. Whoa, we pray for the cloud by day to show up. And we pray for the fire by night to show up, Lord. We pray for the Ark of the Covenant to move in front of them as they follow you and they go hard after you in Jesus' name. So Lord, whoa, we pray for a new generation. Whoa, whoa, we pray for a new generation of leaders right now that will obey you more than security, that will go after you more than security, that will be able to jump in land that they never walked before, because they trust the presence and they trust the one thing in Jesus' name. So Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, because you're leading them in the transition. Oh, the Lord is saying to you, consecrate yourself today, because tomorrow I'm going to do miracle. Ha! Consecrate yourself today, because tomorrow I will do miracle. So in Jesus' name, we know that you lead us well. We know that you lead us well. We know that you lead us well. So Holy Spirit, we trust you. And I pray for radical obedience. I pray for strong conviction of the Spirit in our heart. I pray for revelation. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Wow. Come on. Can we celebrate new season? Can we celebrate new season in people's life right now? In Jesus' name. Ian, you can come, or Joe. I don't know who's taking the mic. But can I tell you something? Closing. I come to the conclusion, I prefer a leader that don't know necessarily where he's going if his priority is following the cloud. Today we want so much to leaders to have the 5-year vision, 10-year vision, and somewhere we take a wrong turn. And the cloud is moving and we're keeping up in a direction. I'll be honest. I'll prefer we move with the cloud than trying to lead a church the way we see it. Because we cannot expand the kingdom without the leading of the Holy Spirit. If we don't have the leading of the Holy Spirit, it's only activities in the name of God. There's a season, and it's coming right now, where the Lord is saying to the church again, Galatians 5:25, now that you've been born of the Spirit, now that you live by the Spirit, be led by the same Spirit. Amen. Guys, thank you. We love you. And Joel,